Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Shkalim Daf Tes, and we are starting about four lines up from the bottom. Had the two dots with the quote for the Mishnah, Eluchayav Mekalboin Vchulu, and Vilnsur's Daf. It's right at the beginning of Vav Amar Aleph, and today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sarbas Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. This Mishnah was discussing a Kalboin that certain times when a person gives their Machsa Shekel, they have to add a Kalboin, this little added amount, a little bit of extra money, in order to make up for a difference. And the general idea, as we had explained, is that since a Machsa Shekel coin, this half shekel coin, is in high demand, so because of supply and demand, that means it's actually more valuable than the standard amount that it would be. So as a person comes with a full shekel or a sela and he wants to get changed to be able to give his machsa shekel, so really in essence he's asking for something more valuable than just half of the coin that he's giving, so mainly he has to add on a little bit more of this kalbein. However, we have this machlokes in Mishnah, how many kalbeinos he has to give when he's paying a shekel for him and for a friend of his. The Tanakhama said one, Rav Meir said two. So Gemara begins talking about this case, and we have quite the big gears of change at the beginning of the Gemara. The proper gears is as follows. What's Rav Meir's reason? Why is it when he's paying machsa shekel for himself and for his friends, so he gives a full shekel, or again in times of Mishnah that was a sela, why does he have to add two kalbeinos? If it's just because you're losing money on the exchange rate, when the money changer takes your coin of larger denominations and splits it into two half shekels, so just give one kalbein, one little bit of an added amount. Why does it have to be two kalbeinos? You basically just have to pay the money changer's fee once, not twice. And so the answer is, and here we continue with our gears to change, so Rav Meir holds, HaShekel Shekel Shalem Shuchayv Beis Kalbanos. That's because Rav Meir holds, even when a person pays a whole shekel, he has to give two kalbanos, and that's because he holds that a kalbain is de'oraisa. It's not a derabanan. It's not just because of this chiluf. It's not just because of the exchange rate, and so you have to pay the money changer's fee. It's because it's de'oraisa. And even if a person gave a regular half shekel, he came with a half shekel coin, according to Rav Meir, he would have to pay this kalbain, and therefore, when he's giving two half shkalim, or one full shekel, one sela, which is for two different people, he has to give two kalbanos. And now we turn to Tesla Beis on top. The Gemara continues. Here we have a little bit more of this added here. So, my time to Rav Meir. What's Rav Meir's reason? Where does this come from? And the answer is as follows. K'min matbeah shel eish hoitzegesh baruchu mitachas kisei kvoidai. Hashem took out some sort of fiery coin from underneath his kisei hakavod. Ve'ra'al l'maisha. And he showed it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'amar le'en. He told him as follows. And this is the lashon of the pasuk. Zeh yitnu. This is what they should give. And we know that anytime the pasuk says zeh, such as in zeh keli v'anveyu or zeh maaseh hamenoira, we know that the actual thing was shown. The yidin saw Hashem. So he said, Zeh Keli Vanveyu. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was showed the Menorah by Hashem, so he said, Zeh Maaseh Menorah. And same thing over here, by Zeh Yitnu, Hashem was showing Moshe Rabbeinu the actual coin, because Zeh Yitnu, you have to give just like this coin, the perfect coin that I'm showing you right now, that's how much has to be given, and therefore we have to make sure that this exact amount is given, and that's why we always have to add on a little bit more, just to make sure that we're giving the same exact amount that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see that this is the Oraisa, according to Rav Meir, not the Rabbanon. Therefore, every time Machsa Shekel is paid, no matter how it is, this Kalbein needs to be added. Now, we continue with the Mishnah that said, Nosan Sela Litel Shekel, Chayv Shnei Kalbeinos. Let's say he brought a Sela in order to get a Shekel change. And again, as we said multiple times already, this coinage that we're using, Sela and Shekel, is the same thing as the Torah's version of a Shekel and a half a Shekel. So basically, he brought double the amount to the money changer. Now he's receiving half a Shekel change. He's giving half a Shekel for his half Shekel. He has to pay two Kalbeinos. So Gemara says, Omer Blazer, Blazer tells us, Dreb Meirhi, this Shita Sreb Meir. Because we know it was Rav Meir who holds that two kalbeinos have to be given, not just one. So this must be Shitas Rav Meir. And where does this come from? Pay attention to the girsa change. Echad shekel shu naisein ve'echel dvar Torah. The reason why he has to give two kalbeinos over here is because one is for the shekel which he's giving to the Beis HaMikdash. That needs a kalbein. And one is for the dairaisa that we just said in Shitas Rav Meir that we always have to be adding on a kalbein. So one is for the money changer's fee and one is for the dairaisa. Therefore, he has to give two kalbeinos. However, Rav Amar Rav says, Divir HaKolhi. This is actually according to everybody. This could even be according to Tanakama. How so? Because echad shekel shu naisein vechad shekel shu naidel. One kalbein could be for the shekel that he's giving to the Beis HaMikdash, and one kalbein could be for the shekel that he's taking from the Beis HaMikdash, meaning he's getting change for this shekel coin or for the sela. So one kalbein is for that which he's giving, one kalbein is for the change that he's receiving, and that could even be in Shitas Tanakama. And we take out these last three words of vechad dvar Torah. So the Gemara now tells us, if this is really so, al taita d'Rav, according to the way Rav just explained it, that means shloisha kalbein esinon, according to Rav Meir, meaning the way Rav would explain this part of the Mishnah, in Shitas Rav Meir, we would need three kalbeinos. And it's actually true, says the Gemara, also Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Yirmiyah came and he said in the name of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, who said b'shem Rav, Shloisha kalbeinos inon, in Shitas Rav Meir, we need three kalbeinos according to this, Echad shekel shu naisein, one for the shekel that he is giving, Ve'echad shekel shu naitel, one is for the shekel that he's taking as part of his change, and Ve'echad dvar Torah, one is for the Dairai Sechiv of kalbein. We're going to stop here for a day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.